The Stooges, the Ann Arbor, Michigan-born rock band led by singer Iggy Pop, have just released their first album in almost 35 years, called The Weirdness. These days, Iggy Pop's best-known piece of music may be the riff for his song Lust for Life, which was used prominently in the movie Trainspotting and more recently in a TV commercial for a cruise ship line. But with the Stooges, in the late 60s and early 70s, Pop was a forerunner of much of the punk and metal music that followed. Rock critic Ken Tucker listened to the new Stooges album to hear how it measures up.
Free and Freaky in the USA, Iggy Pop sings on that new song. It's an image Iggy has certainly reveled in the past. To some, Iggy is as well known for his onstage antics, such as rolling around in broken glass or smearing himself with peanut butter, as he is for his music. But these days, Free and Freaky is the coin of the realm, and you have to back it up with craft and novel ideas. I'm not sure a song like this achieves those things.
Attention thrills, and then it kills. They make you king, then make you ill. Till you're alone, dead on your throne. So my ideal fun was killing everyone. My ideal fun was killing everyone. My
The chorus there, in case you couldn't make it out, is, "My idea of fun is killing everyone." Come on, Iggy, you can do better than that. Cheap nihilism was always the most irritatingly lazy trait of Stooges music. And indeed, elsewhere on The Weirdness, Iggy and the Stooges do get better, as on this song called Trollin'.
At one point on that song, Iggy bellows, "Rock critics wouldn't like this at all." But methinks Iggy protests too knowingly. It was rock criticism, after all, that helped keep Iggy's reputation alive until his great mid-70s collaborations with David Bowie. Their albums, The Idiot and Lust for Life, refined the sound described by the title of the definitive Stooges album, 1973's Raw Power. For years, this guy who was making music designed to turn on big crowds without managing to attract a large audience had his name invoked respectfully by rock writers who heard him as an influence, acknowledged or not, on everyone from the Sex Pistols to Metallica. Now the challenge is to make good on all those decades of goodwill with good music.
I feel so strange. Fear runs around my brain. Modern life comes to mind. This world
That's Iggy Pop channeling his inner David Bowie on one of the Weirdness's rare mid-tempo songs, the title tune, and also one of the album's best. The new recording features original guitarist Ron Ashton, his brother, drummer Scott Ashton, and saxophonist Steve McKay, with Mike Watt from the punk band The Minutemen on bass. The Stooges' original bassist, Dave Alexander, died in 1975. They play with a lot of precise crunch. The Stooges know that in this age of technical precision, raw power doesn't really mean playing with artless rawness. You have to try and hear past Iggy's tired lyrical subjects. Fairweather friends hit you up for money, women can't be trusted, people are, to quote and in general, greedy and awful. Instead, you need to let the words fade away and listen to the aged grain of Iggy's voice and the slam and tickle of the guitars and drums. If you can do that, the Stooges sound, if not like Legends Reborn, at least a better, more raucous hard rock band than most of the current ones that are 20 years younger than the Stooges are.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Stooges' new album, The Weirdness. You can now download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.